Coach on the road once again, take you behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. And I got the man over here for the Cardinals. I'm going to let him introduce himself to my audience.
I'm Nolan Arenado with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Where are you from?
I'm from Orange County, California.
California?
Yes, sir.
How California boy wind up in the Midwest?
I don't know. Things happen, man. Baseball's crazy.
So we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes of what it's like being a major league ball player. What's this big league experience been like for you?
Well, it's been great. I mean, it's a blessing. You know, I thank God every day that I get to play baseball for my job. And it's been a fun grind. It's not easy grind. Obviously, it's baseball. It's not like a 9-to-5 job, but you still want to perform. You still want to be great. And the struggle is real sometimes, you know. We fail so much in this game. But like I said, man, you try to look at the positives. And I'm fortunate to play this game. I love it. And I want to be really good at it, even to this day right now. And in year 13.
Kids look at you guys, think you guys get drafted in the big leagues the next day. They don't understand the dues you got to pay.
No, that's not how it works in baseball. I mean, there's some other sports, that's how it works. But here, that's not how it works, man. You got to grind in the minors. And the minors ain't very fun. But, if you're great, you know, the cream always rises to the top. So that's the way it goes.
Minors ain't great. I mean, what you know about peanut butter and jelly?
And fluff. Yeah, man, peanut butter, fluff, and rotisserie chicken, man. That's what we lived off in the minor leagues.
So they think, you know, it's like the big leagues. Y'all got chefs back there.
Yeah.
Meals to order.
Yeah.
You don't understand that part.
No, we're spoiled up here. There's no question about that. You know, you try not to get used to it too much because you don't want to take it for granted. But we are very fortunate up here, and we're spoiled compared to the minor leagues.
What about them long bus rides in the minor leagues?
Oh, man, they're not easy. I remember 16 hours was the longest one I've ever went on. I remember that like it's yesterday. You know, those things stick with you. Those bus rides are not easy. And then playing the next day after those long bus rides ain't easy. But that's part of the grind. That's the way it goes. It's a little bit easier now. They get every Monday off, I think, or Sunday off. I don't know what it is. But like I said, man, those bus rides aren't easy, but it's part of it.
They say is this game is grown men playing a kid's game. What say you?
I agree. You know, I mean, like, it's you know, it's a game that, you know, people play at such a young age. You play wiffle ball in this game. You could do everything, man, in this game. And it's a lot of fun. But up here, it's tough, man. The best of the best. And you get them every night. It doesn't matter what team they're on or what their record is. You get the best of the best, and you got to battle.
So I see you got number 28 here. What is it like when you walk down the streets or in your ballpark, you got youngsters and olders?
Yeah.
Calling you for your autograph.
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. You know, I try to do the best I can and signing for them, especially the kids. But it means a lot, man. I mean, you know, I'm just trying to put my stamp on this game in some way. And if people appreciate my game, it means a lot to me. I don't take it lightly. And that's why I want to continue to get better and, you know, give them a show, I guess.
So when you look at the stars of the game, have you looked across the field and looked at certain guys and you're going to ask them for their autograph?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few, there's no doubt. I mean, there's some guys that I highly respect in this game, and there's some amazing players that you got to appreciate how good they are and what they bring. And some of these guys make this game look so easy, you know, and it's not. So when they make it look easy the way they do, you just got to appreciate them.
Well, I've always told my guys that, the only difference in high school, college, major leagues is the game get quicker, competition is better, and each level you eliminate the ones that can't and the ones that cannot.
Yeah, for sure. That's just how it goes. I mean, you know, if you don't stay working, if you don't work hard and grind, I mean, sooner or later it's going to catch up to you. So that's why the best are the best. You just want to try to follow those footsteps.
When I coached college ball and was on the road with my team, we got back to the hotel and we watched ESPN, or they turned it on ESPN, that moments. You turn on ESPN and look for yourself in them da-da-da moments?
No, I used to when I was younger. When I first made it to the big leagues, I did, you know. I tried to see if I was on the top 10, number one or whatnot. But now I'm a little bit older. I'm just trying to get to bed early and get ready for the next day.
You know you be in that room watching.
I did. I used to. I'm a little older now, but there's no doubt that I used to for sure.
I mean, when you think about this game and the dues it take and the roller coaster, sometimes you just want to walk away from this game and say, can't deal with it no more.
I mean, there's times in the past where I've had that for sure, you know, there's times where you go home, you're crying, you're upset, man, it hurts, you know, and you just want to do your job, you don't want to let your teammates down, and this game will eat at you. But the great thing about baseball is there's always the next day, and that's how it works up here, is that you always got a game the next day to do something, and that one at bat could be the turning point, so you got to stay locked in.
First major league hit.
First major league hit was a dribbler down third base, and off Ted Lilly. Just a dribbler down third base, be able to beat it out. Yeah, that's right.
First major league home run.
It was off, I think it was Josh Wall, hit a ball right center in Dodger Stadium. You know, I don't go oppo a lot, so that's like, I can't remember. That might have been my last homer I hit oppo, man, seriously.
Still got those balls?
Oh, yeah, yes, sir.
All right, I'm coming to get them, sell them on eBay. Last question. Every kid dream playing in the big leagues. Get that call, you're going to the big leagues, walk in the locker room for the first time. See your uniform hanging. What's that feeling like?
I mean, it's the best feeling ever. And I got to walk in the locker room with Carlos Gonzalez, Tulo, Todd Helton, guys that I highly respect, people that taught me the game. And it's a dream come true.
Did you cry?
I did not cry. I was more nervous about getting the hit.
You cried. Yeah, mama cried?
Yeah, mama cried. Mama cried for sure. Yeah.
Coach on the road with the man.
Appreciate you, baby. All right, thanks a lot.
On social media, click the link to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fanbase, our podcast. Become a subscriber on our YouTube channel and visit our website at mem247.com. That's mem247.com.
Elite Baseball 4, 1.us. Fall Baseball League. Sundays and Tuesdays, Thursdays, September to November. Open to ages 17 to 60. Register today at elitebaseball411.us.